This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 964. IELTS vocabulary is the life of the party.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
There is a good chance you will be asked to describe a person on IELTS Speaking Part 2. Be ready with today's high-level, less common descriptions for three different personality types.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Aubrey, I have a question for you. What kind of person were you in high school? Like, how would you describe yourself in high school?
Oh, it's so interesting because before I went to France as an exchange student halfway through high school.
Oh.
And before that, I was a total wallflower, kind of a homebody, always home, very shy, painfully shy.
Really? Oh,
and
gosh.
And then I went to France as an exchange student and really came into my own. I was like the popular American kid everyone wanted to talk to. And that was very fun. And I don't know, I came back and I had this renewed confidence, or just confidence in the first place. And I was much less shy and willing to talk to people and outgoing. It's so weird. I can see a definite
amazing
change. And so I was like two different people in high school. Weird, right?
That's amazing. No, but taking that risk, like to do something big, guys, like this is how you can change the whole direction of your life. I love that. And guys, there was some great vocabulary that would naturally come out of what Aubrey was saying. Two phrases stand out to me. One is painfully shy. And that's a common like connotation if someone is really shy, to be painfully shy. And like side note, I cannot picture you like that. So that's really interesting to me. And the other is to come into my own. I love that phrase. I think the equivalent, like the modern equivalent today would be like becoming my best self, right? This like self-helpy type of thing. But come into my own. That's like becoming who you are,
I
guess.
Yes, exactly.
Nice.
Right. Because I don't think that was me to be really shy and standing apart and not being part of conversations.
Good.
It doesn't feel good. I didn't love it. So it was exciting to have that confidence to be a part of conversations and like you said, to be my best self.
I love it. I also had a transformation around that age, which I will sum up quickly in just a minute, guys. But let's let our listeners know what we're talking about today and how it relates to IELTS, Aubrey.
Yeah, I'm excited about this one. On one of our YouTube videos, Abla Herida commented, she's one of our three key students, but she commented, would you please do a video describing both personality and physical appearance of someone as an answer to part two?
Nice.
Which is a great question, because to talk about that for a full 2 minutes, that ain't easy.
Totally. That ain't easy.
That ain't easy.
Wow, guys, you are getting the nitty gritty natural English today. Yeah, totally, guys. Like classic part two, right? So in part two, you're going to be asked to describe a place, describe a person, describe an event or experience, or the fourth option, describe an object. So those are the four general functions that you have to practice describing. So today, guys, we are going to give you some awesome sort of slang and idioms terms to describe types of people. So definitely take notes today, guys. So just real fast. I had a transformation as well. So when I was in high school, I was a total jock. And jock, guys, that's just someone who just plays lots of sports. I was a total jock. And like, I didn't really care about, you know, like makeup and whatever stuff, clothes, I don't know. And then for my freshman year of college, I went to Spain. Going abroad, right? It changes you. So I went to Spain and like, I started to, you know, sort of pay attention to how I was looking. And anyway, long story short, I came back home to visit. People from high school did not recognize me.
Nice.
So funny. Okay, so let's get into this. So the first type of person we're going to give you some descriptions for is a nerd. I think this has changed because when we were in high school, nerds got made fun of. Like I was a nerd. I got made fun of as well. But these days, nerds are cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. It's cool to be smart, right?
Yeah,
and totally. And now we still say nerd, but it's more like playful, right?
Yeah.
If someone's smart says something smart, you'd be like nerd.
Yeah,
but it's
exactly.
Not mean. Whereas when we were younger, it was mean.
Totally. Which, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that that has changed. And it is respected to be smart now in a whole other way. So nerd, it's just someone that's like really smart, like about anything, right? You could be a comic book nerd. You could be a video game nerd. Like if you know a lot about something, you can be a nerd about that. So intellectually, academically smart, you could say brainiac, which is like a really interesting term that other students will definitely not know, guys. And then some more old-timey slang, but still used, dork and geek. I would say geek is more rare, but dork and geek kind of is the same as nerd. Like those would
exactly,
be interchangeable.
Yeah, and we still hear these all the time. They're great for speaking part one. If you want to refer to yourself, if you're asked about yourself in high school and say, I was a total dork, I was a total geek, this is perfect because it's playful. It's not, you're not really being self-critical. All of these are like, you're saying, you know, you were intelligent, you liked to study, which I don't know, maybe people out there weren't. I can't even fathom because that was me.
I know, me too. I'm such a dork. I get excited for my son's homework. I'm like, oh, research paper, yay! Like, I'm so excited about schoolwork. But guys, like, so this is a great example of how we can turn part two into a story. Like the stories you've heard Aubrey and I tell, right? So if you're talking about yourself or someone else, and this is describing a change the person experienced, you could start off by using the phrase that we're teaching you today, like nerd, dork. We're going to talk about a wallflower, which is a little bit different. So talk about that stuff. And then it's like something happened and this person came into their own, right? And then describe how they changed. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
And all of these are a little specific to, education, book learning, things like that. You wouldn't say like, oh, I'm a geek when it comes to sports. Like we really use these pretty specifically collocated, wouldn't you say? With
that's true.
Yeah, right? Book learning.
I would say, yeah. So if we could sort of get specific about the meanings for sure. It's like geek. Well, we also use to geek out on, which can mean like to really like go down a rabbit hole in with something. But geek, yeah, I would say traditionally like just a smart bookish person. But this phrase to geek out on something, that is an awesome phrase. Dork, not just a nerd, but also a dork is like not cool. Like it's
kind
just
of awkward, really
of cool.
Socially awkward.
Yeah, yes. Totally. Which brings us into the next group of phrases, guys. So these are linked together in the way I think this could be a painfully shy person might describe themselves as these things. So a homebody, this is just someone who would rather spend time at home than out doing stuff in the world. And I could tell you guys, I'm a total homebody.
It really depends. Like some Friday nights, I'm very much a homebody. I'm like, nope, I'm just going to stay home and watch TV. But then other times I would much rather go out. So I kind of have both in me.
That's awesome. And often these people would be also associated with the term introvert. And I think introvert and extrovert. Guys, those are probably words you know, but they're still great vocabulary, right?
Yes.
But the fact that a lot of students know them, that means, guys, that these other synonyms we're teaching you, these are the words that you need to use instead, right?
So exactly, introvert, right? They'll be higher level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So introvert, just like you guys know, someone that doesn't like to be social a lot. I'm actually an introvert, which like it doesn't mean I'm not good at being social. Like I can do it. I can talk to people.
Right.
I'm great at talking to people, but I find it exhausting. And like, I can't wait to go home and be alone afterwards.
I heard this. I heard someone describe themselves the other day as an introverted extrovert. Have you ever heard this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that before. It kind of makes sense. And she was like, I really need alone time.
Yes.
I need time to like think and process, but I'm also very extroverted. I want to go to the parties. I want to spend time with people, but I need that time to decompress after.
That's the difference, right?
Yep.
Both introverts and extroverts can be social, but it's what that it's how they how their energy feels after those situations.
Right.
So
right.
An introvert like me, I'm exhausted after social situations, but an extrovert has like more energy. Like they get fed, right? Their soul gets fed by these interactions.
That makes sense, instead of it draining them.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the next. This is a cute one, Wallflower. It reminds me of a movie, sort of, I think it's from the early 2000s. It's called The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
I never saw that. Was it good?
It's great. It is.
Oh, I need to
great.
See it.
Mature content warning. Like there's some sort of difficult, traumatic lines in the story, but it's definitely worth watching. I really loved it. Anyway, Wallflower. What's a wallflower?
So yeah, this is someone who, if they go to a party, they're going to be kind of sitting off by themselves on the couch, right? They have a hard time becoming part of a group conversation or even talking to one person. They're painfully shy and that it's like they decorate the wall because they're standing by the wall by themselves, not wanting to participate.
That's the way, like anytime I hear the word wallflower, I always think of like a school dance and the really painfully shy people that just, it's like their back was glued to the wall the whole time, right? Like they could not like jump into the environment, which is, oh God, that makes my heart hurt because it's so sad, right? Like, okay.
And that was me. Yeah. Before I went to France, that was me. I would go to those dances and maybe talk to a couple friends, but forget like actually getting out there and looking like I wanted to dance. Like, just so shy.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm so glad you went to France.
I know,
and,
right?
Broke out of your shell. There's another great idiom, guys. Okay. So the final person we're going to talk about is the opposite of what we just talked about, an extrovert. Okay. So what are some other ways we could describe an extrovert?
Yeah, we can call them a party animal or the life of the party, which mean the same thing. They just really want to be with large groups of people. They love to be the center of attention. They are, whenever they have a chance to go out, they're going to go. They would never choose to stay home instead.
Yes, I love it. Party animal, that's so fun. And life of the party, that it's slightly different. Like it doesn't have to mean that you love going to parties. It just means that when you are in a group social situation, you like keep that energy up. You are the source of all of this great energy in this group. There's another phrase, just this last phrase I want to work in here, guys. An idiom, to light up a room. This is a lovely, beautiful phrase. And I would just, I hope that all of you could be described as this at some point. If someone says you light up the room, it means like when you walk into a room, it becomes more positive. Just by your mere presence, people become happier. And to me, this is a phrase that's like, you want your romantic partner to think this about you. Like that's what it makes me think of.
This is the nicest compliment you guys could give to someone. Tell someone they light up a room and it will make their day.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much. Guys, definitely, definitely please listen to this episode a couple times because there is so much native vocabulary that I promise you guys, this stuff is not in a textbook, which means this is band 8 and higher vocab today, guys. But you cannot just like hear it from us and be able to use it. So definitely listen a couple times, okay? Because you need to hear how we use it, write down these sentences, right?
And I did a YouTube video you guys should check out. It was called Describing Physical Appearance and Personality on Speaking Part 2. So very related, but a very different take on it. I talked about someone having two left feet and physical description, you know, some interesting ways you can describe someone's physical appearance. So definitely check that one out. If you guys haven't subscribed to IELTS Energy TV, be sure you do. We're posting two videos every week. They're full of great content. And then it's fun to have a, you know, a video, and definitely leave us comments there as well.
Yes. Awesome. Yeah, man, we have been so active on our YouTube channel, guys. So make sure you subscribe to IELTS Energy TV on YouTube, and also subscribe to this podcast, guys. And if you know anybody else that's studying for IELTS, tell them, tell a friend about this podcast and the YouTube channel. Real fast. Okay, I thought of something else. So I was watching a TV show and this phrase came up because you said two left feet.
Yes.
So there was a guy dancing and there was a girl being a wallflower just standing there. And the guy dances up to her and he's like, come on, come dance with me. And she's like, oh no, I have two left feet. And he goes, that's okay. Join me and we'll have four, which is like so cute. Cause it's
that
like,
is cute.
I'm bad too. Come on. Anyway.
It always makes me think about, there's a movie called Best in Show by Christopher Guest. And the Eugene Levy character, he's like, I have a hard time dancing because I have two left feet, and it pans down to his feet and they're both like left feet shoes. And he's like, no, literally, I was born with two left feet. So funny.
God. Oh, guys. Okay. Last thing I promise, guys, Christopher Guest, he's the director of that movie. And he has directed, gosh, just hilarious mockumentaries. Please check those out,
Waiting for
guys.
Guffman, A Mighty Wind, Best in Show. I love all of them. You have to check them out. They're so funny.
So good. Oh my gosh, this was such a good episode. All right, guys. So have a wonderful day and we will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Aubrey.
Yep. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.